8:03 and counting, we will be coming to you live on television. Once again, you can go to mycstv.com and enjoy the TV while watching us on the radio. That's coming up in a few minutes. We will be live on CSTV, our own 24/7 channel, and now we're on Rogers, Bell, and Ignite. And again, we'd like you to join us. So consider subscribing to us. $5 on Rogers, $7 on Bell. You just call and ask for us by name, Wynn Caribbean. And the numbers are Wynn Caribbean, 659 on Bell, Wynn Caribbean on Ignite, 880. And on Rogers, you ask for Wynn Caribbean, 672. Kamal Hamid to your sister and Tracy and the gang. Always locked on, and thank you for subscribing to the channel. We're glad to know that you enjoy the program, and again, we always ready to help, ready to serve, and keep you company. Well, anybody remember this one? It's the Congo Man. Francisca, Dr. Birdie, the Mighty Sparrow. I mean, he has so many super games. This is Shabnam Radio.
This is a story, ladies and gentlemen, about two lovely white women traveling all the way to Africa, 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 found themselves deep in the heart of the Baluba in the Congo. In the hands of my big brother, Umba. Had it been me, I would have taken them back to their husband. But brother was hungry, hungry, hungry.
Two white women traveling through Africa.
Africa.
Find themselves in the hands of a cannibal headhunter.
Headhunter.
He cook up one and he eat one raw. That tastes so good, he wanted more, more. Until his stomach upset, and I
never eat a white meat yet.
Ude, ude,
ude, ude,
ude, ude,
ude.
To see what's taking place.
Taking place.
There I saw the Congo going to take a little taste.
Take a little taste.
He opened the eye and he started to grin. Rubbing his belly and he mumbled in.
Hey, as we bring you a warm welcome from the studios of Shabnam Radio, joining up with our television program in progress, want to say a hello and welcome Sita Ram, Satsarika Jai Gurdatta, Sai Ram, Assalamu Alaikum, and welcome everybody to Shabnam Radio. We've been having some fun for the last hour. We start here at Shabnam Radio every Saturday from 1 o'clock. Just before me, Riyad Rahmat comes in from 11 to 1, and then I take over and we continue till 4, and from that would be Shamji Ali coming in from 4 to 6. So hope you would stay with us. Those of you watching us on television, you know, you could watch and listen. I'm trying to find, well, it was here a minute ago, but no, we have a Jombini studio. You could go up a channel and you'll be able to find us on the television. You can listen on the radio and watch us at the same time. Well, hello again, and we have some birthday greetings to send out later. Stephanie and Ram Kilawan out in Fairfield, Princess Tong, is celebrating. We'll be bringing some music and sharing some memories with you. Also, We want to say hello to Rampy and his entire family, Shalyan and the crew at Manahamri. And if you're listening, I know we have listeners in New York, New Jersey. Thank you. Welcome. Germany, want to say welcome. Welcome to you to the program and all the new viewers and listeners. We are experiencing some issues with our website, ShabnamRadio.com. It should be remedied soon, maybe before the end of this program. But you can still catch us on GingerRadio.com. That's GingerRadio.com. You can also listen to us at EOIs.com and also on 770 AM, where we are broadcasting locally here in the Toronto area, the GTA on 770 AM. You could even catch us as far as Syracuse and part of New York State. So welcome, welcome indeed. If you watch your program this morning, you would have seen this morning we laid to rest. His final rites was read for the late brother Jagdeo Ram Kisun. And he was 95 years old, lived an amazing life indeed. I went to the viewing yesterday at Brampton Crematorium, and boy, the grandchildren and God and his sisters and brothers, they shared so much wonderful stories. And I just wanted to extend again to God Ram Kisun and the entire Ram Kisun family our condolences. We've taken a short commercial break. Abhishek, if you could get that ready, and when we come back, we'll be doing a special tribute to God's dad, the late Jagdeo Ram Kisun, who passed away on September the 30th. This is Shabnam Radio, and you're watching us live on Caribbean Showtime TV. And those of you listening on the radio, you can watch us on your devices right now. Go to MyCSTV, that's MyCSTV.com. Brother Arif and family, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program. And let me know where you're watching us from. We'd love to give you a quick shout out, okay? Are we ready for that commercial break? Here we go.
Bollywood film stars are coming Saturday, November the 30th, 7 p.m. sharp at the Providence Stadium. Live on stage, a legendary actress, Poonam Dhillon, Bollywood superstar Aftab Shivdasani, Dollywood winner Shaheen Tanveer, voice of Sandhu Bishram Devkinandan, Mukesh Devendra Puran, TNT superstar Savita Singh, Rashid Bakas, Bollywood dancers, DJs, and much more. MC Farooq Jaman of New York and others. All aboard tickets $5,000, advance $8,000 more at the gate. VIP enclosure with seats, dinner, and refreshments $20,000. Tickets online at BollywoodMegaShow/Eventbrite.com. VVIP booths, paid transportation and parking available. Saturday, November the 30th, 2024 at 7 p.m. sharp. Gates open at 4 p.m. Providence Stadium. WhatsApp 718-600-3893 or local at 625-1215. 625-1215. Be early for seats and the parking.
Cellular Point and Rogers proudly present the Zabang voice of Bollywood, superstar singer, the Gurvinder Singh, live in Toronto. Saturday, October 5th, 7:30 p.m. The theater at Great Canadian, Toronto. Powered by Sunray Group, Ray Gupta. Tickets at Ticketmaster.ca. For more info, call 416-464-8649.
What's up, Toronto? It's Ian Stoffel. I want to remind you, on Thanksgiving, long weekend, Saturday, October 12th, it's all about Carnival in the City. You don't want to miss this one. It's the appreciation and official Libra birthday bash for the Unstoppable and Friends. Dancers, DJs, TASA, and direct from Trinidad, Mr. Ram Singh Sharma, Omerdas Maharaj. You don't want to miss this one. Book your booths, book your birthdays, check the number below. Make it a date, and don't be late.
Ram Singh Sharma, he really drum from Sawa. He happy wife and he day with me sister. They buy a visa to take him to Canada. One give him home.
Shabnam guys, it's the Wayne Wonder Mirage, and I'm here to tell you about the 12th of October, Thanksgiving weekend. It's all about Unstoppable DJ Now, with the Bash, and it's going on at the Blue Colada restaurant. Hey, we have dancers, we have tatas, and lots of DJs passing through. A night of entertainment and music. DJ Nav, the Unstoppable Birthday Bash. Just remember the date, Thanksgiving weekend, the 12th of October. See you there.
Ram Singh Sharma, he fill a drum from Sawa. He happy wife and he day with his sister. They buy a visa to take him to Canada. One give him...
Well, that's of course coming up, Ram Singh Sharma, and he would be my guest a little bit on the program. But right now we wanted to welcome Mr. Daman Kisoon, a friend of the Ram Kisoon family, a dear friend indeed, and he was there last night. And Mr. Daman Kisoon, welcome again to Shabnam Radio.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be on the program this afternoon.
Well, you know, I must say, you read two poems, and I asked if you could share them with me. I was wondering, you know, in your short address to the gathering last night, you mentioned some things that I didn't know about this gentleman. I heard a lot from Gord over the years talking about his parents. But if you could share with us, the listeners, a little bit about the gentleman, Jagdev Ram Kisoon, a little bit about his sporting career and whatever little you could share with us as you did last night.
Richard, the gentleman was very, very talented. And if he was given the opportunity, maybe he could have played cricket for Guyana and possibly the West Indies. His father died when he was very young, and his mother had turned to working in the cane fields. And this young man at age 13 decided that that was not appropriate, and he himself quit school and started working. And he devoted his time to assisting his mother with the family and not paying attention to the cricketing talent that he had. So while he continued to play for the village and he continued to shine as a cricketer for the village, he did not have the opportunity to advance his own cricketing career. And that is most unfortunate because he was a very talented gentleman.
You mentioned two areas in which he played, and I like, because we live here in North America, and some of those names, some of us is foreign to us, but for others, they would have recollection of watching some games. Now, you mentioned two areas, Providence, was it?
No, he played for Savannah in Burbies and at number 11 Village. And while he lived in Savannah, he played for number 11 Village against the village that he lived in.
And in one instance, he scored a lot of runs that even you said that.
Yes, and he nearly won the competition. And it was a treat match, and they were always celebrating. One village would bring a sheep, and if they win, they will, you know, they will celebrate and things like that. And another time he got 5 wickets for 29 runs, and it was in the newspaper. But the newspaper editor or the person who wrote the article put D. Ram Kisoon, and all the sons whose initials were D. Ram Kisoon claimed to be the... Yes.
You know, what I find amazing is that not only... The so many people share some wonderful stories. In fact, I was saying to God, that song Patches, my papa was a great old man, education he never had. He didn't need it when the time come by. But God agreed, he knew the song, and he said, yes, that's my father. To leave school at age 13, and God was reflecting when he looked at one of his grandchild's son at 13, thinking, that is how young my father was. That he went out, he lost his father, and he took up the responsibility. But not only that, he went on to raise 11 children, build a solid foundation as a rice farmer, a cane farmer, a livestock farmer. And, you know, he died at 95. And the stories, not only his children, but people like you who remember and knew him would tell, this is a gentleman who provided live, an all-round great dad, a husband, a provider. And for that, when I see the families coming together and with such love, all no rivalry, they all so cooperate and they live together so beautifully. It was a pleasure indeed sitting among those people, as were you in that audience. You have a few minutes if it's nearby. Could you share one of those poems that you read for us last night? I think it would be appropriate if we could share it with some of those listening now. They might benefit from it.
So, Richard, you give me a minute. There are two poems. Mm-hmm. One of them is the poem, I Am Free. And if you want, I can do that one or I can do the journey.
Yes.
You take your pick. The first one was I'm Free, and the second one was the journey.
Well,
the journey is the one that
was written by you.
That's correct.
Let's listen to the journey.
The journey began with a few cries and then a few baby steps. At that stage, when I was so innocent, I had no say. Later in life, I became bold and old, and I planned my journey in every way. My journey was rough, but I did not complain. I picked my own route. I paved my own road. The journey was my choice and my choice alone. Along the route, many passengers joined. Some of the passengers stayed. Others left. And others failed. Now that my journey has ended, I can do no more. I have left a small legacy. I ask the remaining passengers, cherish and enjoy it all. Now that my journey has ended, all I can ask, plan your own journey, plan your own task, leave a legacy for others to remember, to cherish. That is all I ask. And this man has left a wonderful legacy, and that is why people will continue to remember him.
And that was beautiful words put together. Well done, Mr. Kisoon. And that's an original by our brother, Dhaman Kisoon. You know, Mr. Kisoon, let me tell you this, that, you know, when we go to funerals, we show support, we stand in silence, we chit-chat a little bit. But when we see members of the community and family and friends traveling from far and wide to come, it gives us strength. You are one of those. Whenever I see you in a gathering, it comforts me. I just want you to know the way others like myself look at you. And I want to thank you. You know, you have a wonderful family, and they too, I want to say thank you for sharing you with us. Because you stand up for those times when we need strength and encouragement, and you are always there. Apart from the work you do with Rotary and other charities for the less fortunate children and helping so many others, we can never say, and not only you, there are many like you in our community, and I always wanted to shine up and let them know. So I want to thank you again. You stood there, and on your way back from the podium, so many people were telling you wonderful, they enjoyed it, and that's what we're glad for. You add a little bit of pizzazz in every room that you're in, and I want to sincerely say thank you for that.
Richard, just before I go, there was the young lady who emceed the program last night. Mm-hmm. I've heard her several times, and I have to give her a shout out. I think it's Gord's niece. These occasions are very difficult times for family. But to hear this young lady stand up there and manage the program, people are pulling her in all kinds of directions, making all kinds of demands. And she handled her cool so well, and she delivered whatever she had to deliver, and she ran the program efficiently. And we should give her a shout out.
Yes, indeed.
Wonderful job by the young lady.
Now, some people might wonder, when we do these acknowledgement and remembering the deceased, it's not only to shine up that particular family, but it's my intention and hope. Because when we do this, it's really to bring a little bit of comfort to some of the people that I know. But hope that somewhere in this, we could do a self-examination and think, what if I was saying goodbye to my father? What I would like to say now, if he's no longer here? Or how do I remember him and you know, maybe live a little better? Find some comfort in what we're about to share. So you might know this gentleman and those of you watching us on TV. And again, those of you who are listening on the radio, go to your device, mycstv.com, and take a look. We have put together a collage of pictures. And one of the things that I have in this, the collage, was a house. And God's late mother also was featured because she left a year before. But that household is a standing testimony, a trophy, if you will, where he lived and provided for his children, and there are many stories. So for that reason, I wanted to share that with you. And some of us would have homes from Guyana and Trinidad that are no longer in good standing, but I'm sure you have fond memories. So for that, I just wanted to play this now in loving memory of the late Jagdev Ramkisun. And to all fathers listening, listen, you measure up just like this gentleman. In many ways, you mightn't be a great sportsman, but a good provider. You have taught us lessons. You are our heroes. And I just wanted to say, while we watch this, it's not only about this particular Mr. Ramkisun, but all fathers who have given and done so much for all his children and family. Thank you. Mr. Kisun, anything else you'd like to add in closing before I start?
No, sir. On behalf of the Kisun family, we offer, offer condolences to the Ramkisun family. They have made a significant difference in our community in their own way. And it's all through the hard work of the man who passed and was cremated this morning, Jagdev Ramkisun.
And with that, we do this one. And Mr. Kisun, we have a little birthday greeting coming up, so I hope you'll stay with us and watch it. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you, my friend.
Okay.
Toot gayi hai ma. माला मोती बिखर चले दो दिन रह कर साथ जाने किधर चले टूट गई है माला आज भी रहने सपने मिलन की दुनिया छोड़ चले ये आज भी रहने सपने खोए खोए नैनों में हैं उजड़े उजड़े सपने याद की गठरी लिए झुकाए नजर चले पिंजरे के पंछी पिंजरे के पंछी रे दर्दन जाने कोई तेरा दर्दन जाने को बाहर से तो खामोश रहे तू बाहर से तो खामोश रहे तू भीतर भीतर रोए रे ए भीतर भीतर रोए तेरा दर्द न जाने को कह न सके तू अपनी कहानी तेरी भी पंछी क्या जिंदगानी रे कह न सके तू अपनी कहानी तेरी भी पंछी क्या जिंदगानी रे विधि ने तेरी कथा लिखी आंसू में कलम डुबोए तेरा दर्द न जाने कोए तेरा दर्द न जाने को चुपके चुपके रोने वाले रखना छिपा के दिल के छाले रे चुपके चुपके रोने वाले रखना छिपा के दिल के छाले रे ये पत्थर का देश है पगले कोई न तेरा होए तेरा दर्द न जाने कोए पिंजरे के पंछी रे तेरा दर्द न जाने कोए तेरा दर्द न जाने को
गोपियन की मनहा
सब परवाले तो तज
same game parlay
Thank you.
Well, we have so much more to share with you, so do stay with us. We still to come, we have a birthday greeting to send out to a lady in Princess Song, Fairfield, actually. So, Stephanie, we have a nice song lineup for you. In fact, I'm still looking for it, you know. Also, Mr. Damon Kisun's birthday song is coming up in a little bit. We have Omar Dutt Maharaj, I believe, would be joining us shortly to tell us about an event coming up on the 12th. But we want to remind you, this is a show that I really believe everybody who loves Mohammed Rafi singing, and I don't think there's anybody who don't love his singing. So if you would like to come out and hear and listen to one of the best in the business when it comes to replicating that voice, he's all over India celebrating the 100th birth anniversary of the late great Mohammed Rafi Saab. And of course, he's coming here in our own backyard. He would be in Brampton on the 20th. It's a Sunday. Tickets are $25, $35, and $45. It's in a school auditorium. Lots of parking. But it's an evening of really great music. So we encourage you, if you'd like to, maybe guys, you want to get a ticket for your parents. Remember, the school auditorium could only hold so much, so get your tickets early. And I believe we're taking a short break and we're coming right back with Omar Dutt Maharaj.
Join us as we celebrate our vibrant culture with Deepawali Jalsa 2024, an evening of non-stop entertainment that you won't want to miss. Bring the entire family for a night filled with joy, music, and dazzling performances. Presented by the Toronto Hindu Dharmic Sabha, featuring the energetic Omesh and the Wave Band, along with the mesmerizing talents of Hurricane Himlata Dindial from Trinidad and Tobago, Sunil Patel, Vaishali Bhatt, and for Duchess Arkel. Toronto's longest Deepawali pageant is back. Captivating dances by STC CC Dance Academy, and much more. Join us and be part of a night of cultural celebration. Saturday, October 19th at the prestigious Pinecrest Event Center, 17 Vinyl Court, Woodbridge. Ticket $65, which includes admission, appetizers, a buffet dinner, dessert, pop, coffee, and tea. Remember, all proceeds will go toward the Mandir's kitchen renovation. Come share in the magic of Deepawali Jalsa 2024. Early bird tickets only $65 until quantities exhausted. For tickets, visit TicketGateway.com or call 647-852-9130.
Happy Diwali feeling, leke Diwali.
Hey, that's coming up, and listening to that ad, you're getting excited, right? You want to come out. And we want to see who would be the new Miss Deepawali Jalsa 2024. Come and witness it for yourself. Get your ticket, $65 only, with dinner. Can't go wrong. Pop, coffee, tea, everything included, plus the fashion show, dancing, lots of music. Well, we want to bring on a man who everybody knows and loves. Ram Singh Sharma, they call him. I don't know that name stuck on him. Is Mr. Omar Dutt Maharaj. Welcome to the program, my brother. How are you?
I'm good. Good afternoon to all your listeners. It's a great day in Toronto today. I would like to compliment you on doing so much good for the culture, as always. Mr. Richard, anytime I see you in a show, if you see that man, is a good man.
Okay. Thank you. Well, right now we have you on the TV scrolling that video we did. You know, honestly, I see, and I'm seeing more and more coming out from videos, is like mini movies, but now I think it's coming where they're developing the film industry in such a way we'd see. So could you imagine, I was always telling Raymond, he looked like Damindra. He could be the replica for Damindra, right? And that's calling them, right? And, you know, some of them could play some good crook role, eh? Like Pran and things. And some of them like that. But you, at your age, I think you could be a good 007. You know,
a good what?
James Bond. You know, you have the look, you have the size, and you're dressed sharp. We're very proud of you. And I don't know where you got this from, but you started off with this Fred Pal crew. Now, I don't know, is that one of your first love for that genre of music? How you came up with that? And with you, you had Rick Ram and a lot of others. Who started off with you when you started that Spread Power crew?
Well, we started off with me and Kenneth. Kenneth, well, in Anani and Karan came out with and Baba, and that whole album with Jojo, and that inspired me of started singing traditional chutney and things. Because we was when I was a young boy, we used to run along like them classical singers like Hanif Mohammed and KD Singh and England, that genre of classical singing.
Mm-hmm.
But when Anand come and changed from the whole thing with the drum and dantal and the traditional chutney, is that kind of inspired me. And I did my first show with Anand Yankaran back in Trinidad, right, because we were at this show and he was running late, you know, at that time it was Anand alone because we had about 6 shows that night. And he had music on the stage, and I went and sat around and I started singing, and everybody started just dance, and Anand come and see that, and he gave me a job the next weekend. He said, "Omar, what are you doing next weekend?" I said, "Well, nothing." He said, "Well, you're singing at Highway to Heaven. Come down there and hold on for me. I'll run in a little late." He gave me $40, and back then $40 was like a little 500, right?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it was, I can remember them days, started off singing traditional chutney and I stick to it. And I all come out to the band, Spread Pal, and we do Spread Pal crew and record with food.
It wasn't really a popular thing, but you revived that type of gong singing, if you call it. And
yes, well, I add the rhythm machine to the dolak with the dolak and the dantal and the harmonium. I was doing a song, a recording, and then they said, "Who does the rhythm?" And then this guy come to say, one of my friends, and I met a guy named Jason. And so we introduced him to the band, and then we kick off. Because we used to roll with just dolak and dantal and harmonium. And when we add the rhythm to it, the flavor, it come like a crossover soca, you know, just traditional with soca. So we start off there, and we didn't look back, you know. We create our whole album, we first album Ring Bang, just me license, Ring Bang come out and Cut the Grass. We had 3 hits that year, and then Charlie Sagram ended up joining the band, and plenty other people come, they leave, and you know, that's how it was.
Let me talk about some of the names who was with you. Rick Ram was one of them, right?
Yeah, well, when I was recording in the studio, Vanessa come and I say, "You want to sing? Come, I write a song. Come on, go here, in the studio and let Kevin." And so she went home, she learned your lyrics, and the next day she come and she went and showed me voice. That is that song, Bodhiamano Kadan with me, and she was doing back and forth, having fun on stage. And there she started off, Rick Ram started off there. Hiralal was in my band, Kenneth Basal, Chaperone, Vikas Tahadeo, Sally Sagram, Rishma Ramla, the list goes on, you know, people pass through the band and had a good time to get their little fame.
Yes.
Rishma Ramla, I end up writing a song and do the video, Gardan to Bahar, Wali Bahar, and, you know. We helped plenty of people out in the industry, plenty of people passed. And then, like when we were singing, like if you're singing in a cooking and an artist pass show, we used to play. Ade Samaru passed through when he had Rum Till I Die and he passed in through cooking. K.I. passed through the band. We was in the arena long time. We used to like everything. Anyway, Spread Pal playing everybody there.
Right. And it was a lime. And I think you created something very, very unique. And not only to say that you went on to make so much big hits that people were collaborating with you. We had stars like you worked with Raymond Ramnarayan. Ravi B jump on that one, River Line, with you.
Bungie, yeah, I did that song with Bungie. Coming up this year, I have a collaboration with a big soca artist, but I don't want to jump out of the bag and see what's going on with it, so it'll be a surprise.
Before we continue, I just want to say this. I think it's a product you have developed, and we discussed this on one of Navi Boat Cruise ones, that we would love to see where we could call and you would organize the singers, if it's for a cooking, if it's for a wedding, if it's for a ramayana, if it's for a funeral, and we could get the talent and the appropriate song and set up and the people you come with to dress appropriately. I think it's a product, and you live here in Toronto now, correct?
Yes.
So can we not see where we could get that that style here in Canada, no boy? I know you do jobs. Would that be something we could book you for, to come and sit and sing and you know, give us a nice evening? Like it,
yeah, of course, it has plenty talent here in Canada. But it, what happened? Everybody is they just separate, you know. But if you bring a spread pile together and you invite these people, you know, they have so much of talent out here. I saw some people singing on stage and even self in New York and but you know they don't have a leader, they don't have a place they could go.
All right, so here what? Put up your right hand. We're swearing you in right now. This is our leader for Spread Path. We're going to make sure anybody want to sing in, call me, and this guy, he's available. He would coordinate it, and we would get together. We have plenty talented people, but Mamu, really, I'm serious. I think it's a product, and not only would it's a business create, but it would keep our traditions, singing some of our culture, giving some of the young artists a break to come on out. So I really wish you would consider it. And if anybody wants to book him, call me. I'd give Ali his number. He could come out with 3-4 people, Dolak, Dantal, Harmonium, and sit down and do a session. And of course, there would be a cost to it, but I think we should be creating this as a product and seeing. We have him in Canada, people. Let me take advantage. Anyway, Mom.
We
could see you coming up on the 12th. Navi.
On the 12th, yes. Mm-hmm. I would like to see this guy, Navi. This is one of the hardest working guys in Canada ever since I've been coming here. I mean, before I meet Balkisun and then this guy, he heard about me and he said, Omar, come, I want to hear my boat cruise. And I end up in Canada, you know. This guy, I have big respect for this guy, you know. Whenever he doing a show, he makes sure his fans are satisfied after the show. Because if they don't satisfy, it just bother him. And I know when he's doing something, he want to do it from his heart. He does it from his heart. And he appreciates his fans more than anything else. And,
yes, sir.
I like to give him that props. What a great promoter. I think they should have more guys like him around.
No, really. Navi doesn't even make break even at times. But you want to make sure there's enough food when you're going. Look to have more doubles. You want to make sure. He would say thank you and shake everybody's hand at the end of the cruise and whatnot. And he
very humble guy, yeah. Very respectable. And he made sure he looked after the artists as well, you know. But other than that, his fans means a lot to him. And he goes all out to do something for the people, yeah.
And that's why his birthday was over the last couple of days. Again, belated birthday greeting, my brother Nav. And we're coming together with Omar Dat and some of his friends, Tricky and other DJs, would be at the Blue Colada coming up on the 12th, correct?
We're going to be Carnival in the Lake. He wanted to do something like that. You know, his boat cruise is Carnival in the Lake. So he brought it to the city. So Carnival in the Lake, we will do it at Blue Colada on the 12th. That is next weekend, next Saturday. I think you had to come down early to get place because I don't think there's whole much people in the line. I guess 300-400. But the amount of people say they come in already, you know, and I guess whoever want to come, they got to come before 11:30. Otherwise, the price will be a different price.
And so featuring,
I think ladies free before 11:30.
Well, you see, 3/4 of the crowd gone already.
Yeah.
Omar, well, I know you'll be there putting on a good show for us, and I just want to ask, you know, we have many talents, and everybody starts off singing in temples. That's what they say, right? Everybody would say where we start here, there. And you know, some of them, I don't even want to play some of these artists who winding up their ass rowdy and coming and singing and dancing wrong murtis and playing innocent. I don't like to do that. But you, we approaching Diwali. Any bhajan favorite you can give me? There's a 2-line. We all know, we could hum right now all your songs. But we never really hear you sing any, if it's one of your favorite. One of mine, for example, is that Hari Om Sharan Behi Haro Hanuman, you know. But you, if you have any bhajan that you could sing us, a Diwali song even, a 2-line for us, please.
Namo astute mahamaye dilipite surpuchate lank chakra garaste Mahalakshmi Namastute. Tum hi ho mata Pita tum hi ho bandhu Kaka tum hi ho ma Jai ma Jai ma Jai ma Jai ma Happy Diwali coming up to everybody.
Now, Omar, thank you, my brother. You know, when we talk to you, look how much we learned today, and we're still promoting Navi Show. I mean, Navi Show is going to be sold out anyway. We just want to give everybody an opportunity to come. And, you know, we wish one day we could come and sit down and really have a nice session like this and give people the chance to do what they want, say what they want, sing what they want. Anyway, thank you for everything you have done for us. And we're looking forward to seeing you on the 12th. Anything else you'd like to say?
Right. I understand that there's five people done book tables already. They're celebrating their birthday alongside with DJ Nav. So come out, we'll do the birthday song, and we hope we'll surprise him with a cake or something. We had this guy is one of the special people Canada is lucky to have in the midst, and we have to do something for him that night.
Indeed.
I'm looking forward to see everybody there to celebrate with DJ Nav and his birthday bash.
All right, so listen, let me run this out here. We have lineup, and thank you very much, Omar, and talk to you soon again. Thanks so much for calling in.
You're welcome, Richard.
Bye-bye. Bye. Hey, that's, of course, Mr. Sharma, Omar Dutt Maharaj. Here's his message one more time. Abhishek?
Hi, this is William Murat Maharaj, and I'm here to tell you about the 12th of October, Thanksgiving weekend. It's all about the unstoppable DJ Nav with the bash, and it's going on at the Blue Colada restaurant. Hey, we have dancers, we have tatas, and lots of DJs passing through. A night of entertainment and music. DJ Nav, the unstoppable birthday bash. Just remember the date, Thanksgiving weekend, the 12th of October. See you there.
From Singh Sharma, he's really drum from Sawa. He happy wife, and he day with his sister. They buy visa to take him to...
Well, here we go now with that birthday greeting that we did earlier from Mr. Kisun, Darwin Kisun. Happy, happy birthday. I hope you like all the old songs. So I picked out this one for him this morning. He missed it, so I thought we'd share it with him again. Mr. Kisun, from your beautiful family and all of us here at Shabnam Radio, Caribbean Showtime, Wendy and yours truly wishing you again a happy birthday. Oh, by the way, Angela DeBanza asked me to extend happy birthday greetings to you also. Happy birthday, sir.
Bar na raha hai Helping Hands, in collaboration with Musical Vibes Foundation, presents a musical evening of Mohammad Rafi songs. To celebrate the birth centenary, Prasanna Rao from India, the voice of Rafi Saab, will entertain you with his melodious voice. To be a part of the celebration, come to Chinkuzi Secondary School Auditorium, Williams Park, Driveway East, in Brackley.
What's up, Toronto? It's Ian Stoppa. I want to remind you, on Thanksgiving, long weekend, Saturday, October 12th, it's all about Carnival in the City. You don't want to miss this one. It's the appreciation and official Libra birthday bash for the Unstoppable and Friends. Dancers, DJs, Tassa, and direct from Trinidad, Mr. Ram Singh Sharma, Omerdas Maharaj. You don't want to miss this one. Book your booths, book your birthdays, check the number below. Make it a date, and don't be late.
Ram Singh Sharma, he will drum from Sawa. He happy wife, and he day with his sister. They buy visa to take him to Canada. One give him house, one give him.
Umar Das Maharaj, of course, will be there, and along DJ Navi, and of course many others. You never know who will be surprising him on that evening. So get your tickets and come on out. Right now, we wanted to wish Stephanie a happy birthday. Well, Stephanie, let's put up Stephanie's picture first of all, and we have a little surprise for Stephanie. So we got Omar to call back in, and if he could wish her, sing a little song for her. Omar, thank you for doing this. Stephanie lives in Fairfield and Princess Tong. You know that area, right?
Yeah.
You're right. I know you come up here, I know if you forget already, you know. So if you could do me a favor, her mom and everybody listening, if you could wish my sister a happy birthday, go ahead.
On behalf of Richard and Eric Fishan, and the whole family, Stephanie, we wish you a happy birthday. बेकरार हो पे दामन तामलूं किसका क्या मिसाल जो मैं तेरी ना मालूम किसका कहीं मैं ऐसा हसी कोई नहीं है जिसके जो हजारों साल Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to
you. Happy birthday, Stephanie.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Thank you, Omar. Thank you very much. Have a song lineup. And again, God bless you, and we appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Well, Steph, happy birthday, girl. Listen, I have a next song here lined up. Well, happy birthday. Let me do this officially now for you. We are sending happy, happy birthday greetings going out to Stephanie Ramkilawan from your loving husband, hard-working husband, Teddy, not forgetting your son, handsome Tristan, Angela, your mommy, and, of course, Uncle Kelvin, your father, Shelley, your sister, Anil, your brother, Rampy, and baby Aria, who really sometimes don't like you. But she tolerates you a little bit. But anyway, happy birthday. Greetings are also coming to you from yours truly, your sister Wendy, and Justin, and baby Nadia. Patsy and Bob sending their love to you. And let me take this opportunity to wish you and your girls, these so-called girls you have leading you astray. Listen to me. I had to talk to you. Hope you like this one we picked out for you. Happy birthday, Stephanie. Happy 50th birthday. Looking good, my sister. 24th of December would be his 100th birthday, and we have a surprise coming up on that on CSTV. 24/7 now we are. Don't forget, we are going on to the continue with the program. Those of you watching us on television, you know you can just go and listen to us continue on the radio. On the radio, you can go to Wind Caribbean Bell 660, Ignite.